quarter, what made you, because for a while, I mean, after the Soul Star and the events, and you had a great career of your own, but what made you want to reach out and do your own thing?
I don't know. That's always been my aspiration.
Okay.
I remember when I was 8.
Okay.
I saw Brandy, singer.
Yeah.
I loved Brandy. Brandy was my favorite singer ever.
We're talking, I don't want to give your age out, but this is like Boy Is Mine around that time.
Well, I'm talking about when she was on Sia.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Now, I'm with you.
94.
When she, you know, had a last name, when she was Brandy Norwood,
yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. When the screen came up, she said, Brandy Norwood.
Yes. I remember last name Brandy. Yes. Continue, yes. I'm sorry.
That's, when I saw her on Fear, I said, I love that girl. She was young, she was about 14.
Okay.
I was like 7. And then I Wanna Be Down came out. So, second grade, 8 years old, I was singing, I Wanna Be Down in the talent show.
Okay.
So, I just wanted to sing, but I wanted to sing R&B.
Okay.
Up until I turned 16.
What made the switch?
I guess I was starting to, so as a child, I was always reared up in, like, Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had a lot of knowledge about the Bible and about the Word of God, but... I guess when I started getting my teenage years, I was like, man, my gift, I'm just going to use it for the Lord. So
okay.
That's what happened. So that's how I transitioned from R&B to, wanting to sing God.
Which is interesting because most people go the opposite route where they figure out,
yeah,
they learn these talents based on the church or,
yeah,
whatever they're teaching. Then they become the R&B star.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just, was it, other than like a bunch of proud people in countless ministries you've sung in, was there ever like a thing that pulling in you, you know, like, because now we're seeing the hybrids, so to speak, where there's always, well, we've always had those people, 1 foot in the spiritual, 1 foot in the secular,
yeah,
where they kind of split their time. Like, there's so many names. Like, I talk about Prince. Prince always had 1 foot in the secular, 1 foot in the spiritual. And we go with other talents. You name them all. Like, Kirk Franklin. Like, those hyper performers where they can do both. Have that ever kind of nudged you a little bit? You can tell the truth.
I'm just thinking through it. There have been times when I thought about, you know, well, let me say this. I went through a phase where, mm-hmm, you know, I watched the I'm just keeping it real. I watched the Greg Lewis thing in my later teens, maybe 19, 20, I guess when it came out. I can't remember. Maybe it was when I was 16 when it came out. Maybe that was what happened.
Yeah, Craig Lewis.
Yeah, Craig Lewis.
Okay, okay. All right,
you know,
I'm with you.
What is this ministry called? X Ministries or something?
I remember that.
Okay, so he did this, the first DVD he did, and it was talking about secular music and how we need to throw it away. And I can't even remember verbatim what he was saying, but anyways, I ended up throwing away every R&B CD I had. And I was in
even the good ones?
Even the good ones. And as of right now, honestly.
Even Brandy?
Even Brandy.
Okay.
That was the phase, because I mean, his word is like, it cut me, and I was like, man, I gotta get rid of every secular CD I have, everything. So I got rid of it all, and I went through this phase where, you know, I thought as ministers should never listen to secular music, and that's where I was. So I went through this long phase of that, but I am not there anymore. And
it's like you're doing it backwards. Because usually the teenager is like the rebelling,
yeah,
of the Christian entity, rebelling of,
yeah,
pretty much anything you've been taught, regardless of religion, regardless if a person older than me told me this, we going to do the opposite.
Right. Yeah, I didn't do the opposite.
So
it
now...
cut me.
So now, really? X-Ministries? That
crazy.
Deep?
Yeah,
okay,
crazy.
So now X-Ministries have that effect on your life. So now, where are we now? Where you just like, well, I can sing. I'm going to sing in this capacity. Mm-hmm. So where does the story goes from here?
Okay. Well, I'm not. I'm certainly not on the phase where I think all R&B and everything is demonic or anything mm-hmm. like that. There's a lot of R&B that I enjoy and that I listen to.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm called to sing songs that are geared toward Jesus.
Now that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, like, that just goes back to what I was just saying. Like, some people